USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is honoring the men and women in uniform who have fallen in battle on this Memorial Day.
For no greater love has a man than this, that he should lay down his life for his friends. We honor Americans who showed no greater love for the American people.
Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery and addressed a crowd in a ceremony, saying Memorial Day is a time when everyone across America pauses to remember those who served our nation and never made it home. In a press conference in Japan, President Trump says he doesn't believe the missile tests North Korea conducted earlier this month violated UN sanctions. The president is wrapping up his four-day trip in Japan and will be back stateside on Tuesday. And former Major League Baseball All-Star Bill Buckner is dead at the age of 69 after battling dementia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Pope Francis is weighing in on abortion, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis says having an abortion is like hiring a hitman. Speaking at the Vatican during a weekend conference, the Pope asked rhetorically if it's legitimate to take a human life to solve a problem, and whether it's legitimate to hire a hitman to solve a problem.
Lawmakers from Maryland still want some answers from the National Security Agency on Baltimore's ransomware hack. The inquiry comes after a report yesterday that suggests a tool developed by the NSA has been used by the ransomware hackers who gained access to Baltimore City administrative sites, which was discovered early in May. Baltimore City Councilman Brandon Scott says the city will not pay the ransom.
When you talk to technology people and others, that people who pay ransoms, they can leave something in the system and come back and shut you down again.
Hackers are asking for around $100,000 to unlock the system, and so far 25 U.S. cities have been victims of cyber attacks this year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Graduation season is here and many students are facing the question of what's next. Many students will have student loans to pay off, some of them in excess of $100,000.
Now, this is a good time, though, to be graduating as the job market is relatively solid, and those folks should be able to find jobs and start paying down that debt. New York Times best-selling author and financial expert Chris Hogan reminds graduates on Fox News.
And they're graduating with an opportunity, but what they have to do is understand where they are with the student loan debt. Like, I don't want them to ignore it and allow it just to hang out for the next 10 or 15 years. So they need to control their lifestyle, learn how to budget, and understand that they can attack these student loans and get them out of their life.
Hogan's plan to take care of that student loan debt?
Well, the best way is to, first of all, acknowledge that you have them. So you want to sit down and list your debts out, smallest to biggest. We teach people to attack debt using the debt snowball, which means we're going to attack the smallest debt first while making minimum payments on everything else, but then move down from smallest to biggest. The reality is getting out of debt's not about math and it's not about interest rate. It's about momentum. So when you start to pay on the smallest, when you build your confidence and you start to believe in yourself that you can do this, and that's how people get it out of their lives.
President Trump is wrapping up his four-day trip in Japan. The president is set to land at Andrews Air Force Base just after 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.